Trainer, a dominant winner over Tri-Center tonight. Ethan Hill, Brock Casey, Jude Miska among the standouts. Another dominant Cardinal win. Ethan, we'll start with you. That's a really good team you guys beat tonight. How are we feeling?
We're feeling good. We knew they were going to come in and be physical. We had a rivalry week last week, and this is kind of a rivalry as well. We've always not had bad blood, but it's been competitive, so it's nice to get that win.
Offensively, you guys did what you needed to do tonight. Take me through kind of the game plan offensively and how things played out.
Yeah, we knew they were going to come in and be physical. I mean, they're Tri-Center. That's their tradition. That's their culture. At the start, we weren't really succeeding with being more physical than them. But as the game went on, we just kept on matching them, being more physical, pushing the line. That's what we needed to do.
Twice you guys get really short fields off turnovers. Special teams helped you as well. As a quarterback, how much easier does that make your job when you can work with short fields?
It's much easier. It makes my job, almost nothing. And also explosive plays, like Brock and Jet had some, and those big plays that put us in the short field, it makes it so much easier.
I think you had 3-4 passing touchdowns, all to different receivers. I mean, you've got a lot of weapons at your disposal. How much easier does that make your job?
It makes it much easier. I can trust anybody on the field at any time. Two or three deep players, I can trust them no matter what. And that's just huge for me. I have complete faith in my fellas, and I know they're going to make a play if I give them the ball.
Go over to Brock now. How are we feeling with the win tonight?
Yeah, it was a pretty good win. We knew this team was good. Obviously, they were state champions last year, so we just knew we had to come in, be very tough and physical, and just make big plays whenever we could.
Speak to, your role offensively tonight and how you were able to have the success that you did in the passing game.
Yeah, just doing whatever I can. These big plays, everyone kind of feeds off of it, so it's just really nice to have all those big plays.
A lot of your success has come in the screen game. Is that something that you guys work on a lot and something that you kind of saw as a strength in your game, or how did that evolve?
Yeah, it's pretty easy to just – when corners are kind of playing back, it's pretty easy to just get the ball out quick and get as much yards as we can with that.
Go over to Jude now. Just first off, general thoughts on the win.
It's obviously nice to get a win, especially putting us in the driver's seat of our district for the second year straight. However, I think, as a team, I think we all agree that there's definitely another level that we can reach. We were definitely not happy with this game. I mean, not content with this game. We're always chasing, the next level, that next step, and cleaning up little mistakes, like we had 4 personal fouls or something tonight. Just cleaning up little things that, chasing perfection is what we're really after here.
Speak to your role tonight offensively.
Getting in as much as I can. Obviously, we had that one long, that huge play ended up in a touchdown. We work on just like attacking those corners, getting them to flip those hips, and just making plays wherever we can. And that's what we did tonight. And like you said, through all players, through all receivers on the field. So, yeah.
You're part of the defense as well. You guys forced 5 turnovers. You scored on like 4 of them. Tell me about the defensive performance tonight.
Yeah, obviously we have an all-senior defensive back core. That comes with a ton of experience. So all of our guys know what we're doing, know their jobs, know where to be, when. So just being able to have that kind of chemistry, also playing with these guys our entire lives, it kind of helps making these big plays a lot easier. I mean, we've had success in just about every game we've played this year. And that just goes back to our experience and just being, great teammates and having great chemistry with each other.
Gentlemen, awesome job tonight. All right, Coach, a dominant win tonight over a good Tri-Center team. How do you kind of dissect the win and the takeaways from tonight?
Yeah, it's always good to win. I always talk about it. It's really hard to win, especially like Class 1A right now is just loaded. And there's so much good football in this part of the state. Tonight, I told our guys this week, like, Tri-Center is the defending state champions until they're not, right? And so for another couple months, they're still the defending state champs. That's a loaded offense, very difficult to deal with. I know they had some adversity there at the QB position, middle of the game, that they had to fight through, and they were pretty resilient with it. It's a good win. A lot to fix and a lot to clean up next week, though.
Force 5 turnovers, you score on 4 of them, 3 of them when the game was kind of still hanging in the balance. How big was it to capitalize?
We emphasize turnovers all the time. We do a lot of turnover drills in practice. We talk about it, we measure it, we track it, and we take a lot of pride in turnovers. And so I'm happy with that. And then to be able to kind of flip to the offensive side and immediately take advantage of it, it's a credit to the kids. We all want them to get excited and everything, but sometimes you can get too high and you kind of lose track of – you know, what you're supposed to be doing on the next series. But they did good staying in the moment in those particular possessions and capitalizing.
I know we've talked ad nauseum about you guys trying to be balanced and get everybody a lot of touches. Tonight kind of felt like a really good example. I think you had three different guys catch touchdowns.
Yeah, so off the top of my head, I'm trying to think. You know, Jude had a few catches. Brock had a few catches. I think we got Lover some catches. Yep. I think Luke Christensen had some catches. Probably didn't feature that. We tried to get to the tight end a couple times. Keaton Dirks had a catch or two. And then the guys in the backfield, too. So, yeah, just trying to spread it around. And, you know, I come in with a plan, obviously, and then you get into it, and then you got to kind of – you got to work with what they're giving you too, and so you start to see things as the game progresses that you can go and attack, and so that's where we really try to get guys open and get the ball to them.
Jude had mentioned that, I mean, you guys are playing well, but he still feels like you guys can find another level. I'd imagine you feel the same way.
I don't think we're anywhere close to being as good as we could be at this point. You know, I thought we played in moments through the first 6 weeks, we played really sharp and really good football, and then there's some things where it's like we just fall asleep at the wheel a little bit and everything just kind of falls apart for a few minutes. And so we got to get better situationally. We spend a lot of time doing situational stuff, but there's moments, and maybe it's some of that younger inexperience in certain positions where we need to reemphasize some of those situations and how to handle it. But I think the ceiling is really high, and we haven't gotten there yet.
How exciting is that, knowing that, I mean, this group's playing some pretty darn good football and could probably have better football ahead of it?
Yeah, super exciting, and it just tells me that there's a lot to do next week to get ready for week 7, and we got to buckle down and get to work on that, and then hopefully we've got a lot of weeks after that we can keep adding to it. So we're going to take it 1 week at a time, 1 day at a time, and I'll get a list of things together for Monday night, and we'll work on those things Monday night, and then we'll hit pause, evaluate, go to Tuesday, and keep doing the same thing.